So we visualize the Buddha in the space before us, and then we verbally or we mentally make the promise to seek refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha throughout our life. So this is the second of the four stages of the common trainings, training in the common paths, is now taking the refuge vow. Now we've created the cause of refuge, pure, sincere, qualified refuge. Now we then go on to make the promise. So maybe you can remember when you went to a refuge ceremony. You were taken through these stages very carefully and your mind generated all the causes of refuge. And then the teacher, the preceptor, asked you to repeat the prayers of going for refuge. So we can do this ourselves. We don't need necessarily to have a ceremony. We can simply do this on our own, anytime. We make the promise to seek refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha throughout our life. Very important, throughout our life, until our dying breath. And this promise is our refuge vow, and it is the gateway through which we enter into Buddhism. Okay? So we still haven't entered into Buddhism. You know? It's the gateway. This vow is the gateway. Okay? So for as long as we keep this promise, we can enter into that gateway. We can say we're inside Buddhism. But if we break this promise, we're outside Buddhism. In other words, if we abandon our refuge in the three jewels, we have to do this consciously, by the way, make a determination, like to abandon the three, thinking, I've tried Buddhism, you know, I was a Buddhist for 5 years, it didn't work, now I've abandoned the three jewels. If we do this, then we're outside Buddhism, of course. But I have my own personal feeling about this, is that it's possible to do this regularly, almost, we say, unconsciously, or let's say with lack of mindfulness. If we're not remembering consciously our refuge, we're not remembering the fears of samsara, we're not remembering how to generate pure refuge, faith in the three jewels, we forget, are we still inside Buddhism? Have we still entered into the spiritual path, the Buddhist path rather? So I'm just asking that question. I think we need to think, you know, has my mind entered into the Buddhist path today? You know, I said the prayers, I've recited the prayers, but has my mind actually entered into Buddhism today? You think about that. So by entering and remaining inside Buddhism, what happens? We have the opportunity to begin to make progress on and to complete the Buddhist path to liberation and enlightenment. So this opportunity I mentioned before, this comes about through us receiving the help of all the holy beings. Once our mind is engaged, you know, we are thoroughly convinced and engaged in the practice of Buddhist teachings, we want to put them into practice, we want to receive blessings, then we can receive help from Sangha and things start to work. Then our meditations begin to work, begin to function, begin to change our mind quickly. We often say about Kadampa Buddhism, Kadam teachings, emphasizing meditation. We meditate correctly with a mind of pure refuge. Results can come very quickly. We can temporarily overcome delusions very quickly. Strong delusions, we can control them very quickly and then gradually make progress to eradicating them completely. Geshe-la says we should never give up this promise, never give up our refuge vow. So what does it mean to go for refuge? What are the commitments of refuge? I already said. It means we are going to receive Buddha's blessings. We're going to apply effort. Basically, the commitment is this. We apply effort to receiving Buddha's blessings. We apply effort to receiving help from Sangha. We apply effort to putting Dharma into practice. So how do we practice those three commitments? It's so important we understand, not just saying the words, I will receive Buddha's blessings. How do we actually put effort into receiving Buddha's blessings? The answer is, we develop deep and unchanging faith. irreversible faith in Buddha and all of his emanations. And every day, in front of the Buddhas, we recite prayers with a mind of deep faith, believing faith, admiring faith, wishing faith. And in this way, we receive powerful blessings through our faith.